overkill, profusion, excess, surplus, too much, abundance. When it comes to the body of Christ, God is just a big show-off, heaping spiritual gifts on his people in an embarrassment of riches.
I'm Laura Pace.
And I'm Jessica Denny.
You're listening to Embarrassment of Riches, where we explore the wisdom, passion, power, and grace that God has showered on the women of Dallas Bible.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Jessica.
Welcome to our pilot podcast of Embarrassment of Riches. We're so glad you're joining us today.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, me too.
We've been dreaming about this for a few months now.
Yes.
And finally getting it started is really exciting.
It is. So in this episode, we just want to talk to you a little bit about why we're doing this, what we're doing, and it just kind of give you a forecast of what you can expect in future episodes.
Yeah, so I feel like this podcast is a brainchild of a combo of you and Kristen Poole.
Well, it's Kristen Poole's tagline.
Yes, it is. So a few months ago, Kristen put on the Dallas Bible Church Women's Facebook page that we have an embarrassment of riches at DBC, and the women at DBC specifically, and that she wanted some way to highlight and connect us all.
Right.
To highlight specific women so that as the church is growing, which it is, it would still feel small and we would still be able to know each other very personally.
Right.
Which I love that. And then you, we both, Kristen kind of had the idea of doing like a quick little piece of paper or like a little postcard type
like
thing.
Like Facebook post or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facebook post to put on. And I remember thinking that was great, but I wanted something that would feel more thorough. And then you and I talked about it. And you came up with the podcast, which I love. And you also said that from her first post that Embarrassment of Riches would be that what you think would be a great name. And I also love that.
Yes, me too. I mean, to be fair, I have dreamed of doing a podcast for a long time.
Yes.
So I thought this was like a perfect thing. And then when I found out that you were interested in doing it, you mm-hmm. who are my friend.
Yes, dear friend.
And whose company I enjoy, I thought this would be such a great way for us to get to know women at church. Mm-hmm. And you and I both share a passion for just kind of helping people find their best self. Mm-hmm. And Laura and I both work in mental health. I am a PA in psychiatry, and Laura is a LPC. Mm-hmm. And so we work in different fields of mental health, but we are working with people all the time. And one of those deep struggles that mm-hmm. so many of our patients have is just not seeing the unique giftedness that God has placed in them. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we do on a day-to-day basis, and getting to highlight that mm-hmm. in our church is just something I think we're both really excited about.
Absolutely. And I love people's stories.
Me too.
I love hearing where they've been, where they are now, what God's done in their life. Like you said, how God has uniquely gifted them. And I love just celebrating people and celebrating what God's doing and has done in their life. So this, to me, was just a great format to do that and really hear from different women in our church. And maybe someday men too, but right now we're kind of sticking with just specifically talking to women.
And women of Dallas Bible.
Women of Dallas Bible. That's right. For now, until our podcast is a huge success and we're famous.
Exactly. And then who knows where this will go.
Yeah. So that's what, when I was thinking about this specific episode, our pilot episode, I was asking myself, what do I want to communicate about what we're doing? And I think the biggest things that I want to accomplish, and not in any particular order, is to celebrate God.
Sure.
What he's doing in people's lives, celebrate people, get to know them, have it feel really personal, and to make people laugh. Like, that's one of my favorite things is making people laugh, not taking things too seriously.
Yes.
Probably saying something embarrassing, possibly offensive, knowing the two of us.
No. I'll bring the weight. I will bring the weight and the seriousness.
Uh-huh. That describes you to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you never say anything embarrassing or...
No, never.
We haven't been sharing stories right before this about things that we've said that embarrass ourselves.
Wasting an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's fine. Got to have some wine.
That's fine.
So, yeah, I was just thinking, like, this is such a great thing, and we have been dreaming up what we're going to do for weeks.
Yes.
And like chomping at the bit to get started.
Absolutely. Now we still have a lot of work to do.
I mean, I feel like we sound like we have it all together right now at this moment. This is, feels totally natural. We're not looking at the mic as if it was a camera at all, ever.
No.
This is just how we always talk.
Absolutely. Well, you were talking about, like highlighting what God has done in people, and it made me think about when I was in seminary. One of my theology professors, Bob Pine, one time said, "Some people are called to live in a big way for God, and mm-hmm. some people are called to live quietly, and there is like glory and honor in both mm-hmm. of those." And so when I was reading Kristen's original post about the embarrassment of riches mm-hmm. that we have at Dallas Bible, and really it's in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. It really reminded me of Dr. Pine's like statement like that of like really the glory that is in every person. And in my practice, in my life, like that is one of those things that I try to hold central as far as like with relationships, like what I'm wanting to do is like kind of pull out that diamond in the rough, like mm-hmm. to look there, look deep, like where is the image of God in this person? Mm-hmm. And I think he does that. He displays his image in us, in the spiritual gifts that he gives us, in the ways that we use those to bring him glory in the body mm-hmm. of Christ. And so I'm so excited about doing this because this is just something I have, like, one, I love doing. I'm so excited about doing a podcast, but also this is just one of those things that I feel like missionally, this is my purpose in life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. I think specifically too, we feel purpose driven in that because we are in the field that we're in, that we work with people and work on the stories that they're living every day.
Sure.
So, and I was thinking when you said that some people are called to live loud and big and some people are called to live quietly, that's a goal of ours for this. And we've talked about that too, that we want to talk to women from all different walks of life with all different personalities. You know, I don't think that our church has popular or unpopular or anything like that. But I think there are some women that a lot of people know.
Right.
And there are some women that not as many people know. And I want to talk to people from both of those camps.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be Beth Moore.
Like, right.
In fact, that's the whole point of this, is that mm-hmm. it's like you don't have to have like this gifting that just shines from a thousand miles away. Like we are wanting to interview and talk to everyone mm-hmm. because everyone in the body of Christ has been gifted. Mm-hmm. And so when we're going to set up a Facebook page and we're going to ask for feedback from you about people specifically mm-hmm. that you would like to have us interview, and we'll have you private message us that mm-hmm. like who you want us to interview. But we don't want you, don't think that it has to be someone that has like a big position at church mm-hmm. or a very dominant position or anything like that.
And I think that a lot of times people might think, because,
not that we won't interview those people,
that's right.
too.
That's but, absolutely
but,
right.
But just, I mean, the nursery worker, mm-hmm. The woman that is passing out the plates.
The non-main entry greeter.
I can't
greeter.
Even think of, like, what are they, like, deacons?
The bulletins.
That's
right.
What are the people called that, like, hand out the offering?
Offering gatherers.
I don't know.
Like, in the Baptist church, they're
deacons. But they matter.
Right?
Even if you don't know their title, they matter.
That's the exact point I'm trying to make.
That's right.
Exactly. I don't even know. I know that you do something.
And I think given that you and I are in similar stage of life, obviously just in our late 20s.
Sure. Clearly.
No, but like we have kids that are in elementary school. I still have a baby. That doesn't mean that we just want to interview people in our similar stage of life. Now, we have some women lined up that just so happen to be in a similar stage as us. But we want to interview very young women. We want to interview
empty nesters.
That's right.
Elderly,
we want to hear about
college
the wisdom
students,
from all different ages and stages that people are in. And I think that's kind of the beauty of our church is there's not one specific age group that's really dominant over another one. I mean, we have people all through the lifespan, so we definitely want to be able to celebrate all those different ages. And specifically, I think that it's so neat that somebody who's 90 could still learn something from someone who's 20.
Absolutely.
Which I love.
Now, here's an edit alert. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do these maybe every episode, maybe 4 times an episode.
Sure.
I'm going to do an edit alert where I'm going to go off task.
Okay. Do it.
And I'm going to tell like a funny story or a not funny story that just seems funny to me.
I feel like most of your stories are funny, so.
Well, this isn't even a story. I wouldn't call it a classic anecdote.
Did you put an edit alert so Kyle will know to like see, should I cut this out?
No,
Kyle is Jessica's husband.
Yeah.
Who is doing us a big solid in.
He's our audio engineer.
He is our audio engineer.
Yes. No, I'm saying edit alert. Like that's just going to be, that's my catchphrase. like Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest out.
Oh,
like,
okay. You're just automatically setting up like what I'm saying might be relevant, might need to be cut. Either way, we're going to find out. Rolling the dice.
That's right. And right. It's just like you said, when this goes big, it's going to be like the Jay Denny edit alert.
Okay.
We're going on.
Already got a bit.
That we've got a bit. That's right. We said we wanted to make people laugh and I will probably disappoint you. So when you said purpose-driven...
Oh, gosh. Was that to Rick Warren?
It was very Rick Warren, and it reminded me of, like, circa 2002, when that book was, like, so huge, and every church did, like, the purpose-driven life series, mm-hmm. like, at church. And I'm wondering, because I wasn't at Dallas Bible then, I was at Irving Bible, mm-hmm. and we did do one, and, it, like, where it was, like, a series of, like... I mean, that book is great, but it was just sort of funny because it was like, we're like, I just think it was super funny because all these churches were doing these like series on the purpose-driven church or whatever. It was particularly funny to me because one of my friends, Amy, mm-hmm. Who was a former roommate of mine, at the time had been dating a guy that was a worship pastor at a church, and they were doing the purpose-driven church series.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Oh, because this is like church service at its worst.
Like all the cliches.
All the cliches of every...
Which can I say, when I said purpose-driven a second ago, I kind of had this out-of-body experience where I floated up and I saw myself saying it, and I've never said those words ever before, but I was a little nervous, this being our first podcast. So anyway, well, let's set up this special moment now.
The first of many edit alerts. So Amy's boyfriend was the worship pastor... And at this church, and it was like in Ohio or Wisconsin or something, and it was a bigger church, and so they had like production quality and all this. They have a giant screen behind him for the opening Sunday, with this like highway, like kind of this highway scene, like you're driving on a highway. Mm-hmm. They've got like a sports car on the
this is legit
on the stage. The guy is wearing jeans and a leather jacket, the worship pastor.
Of course he is.
And he is singing...
Because he just got off the highway.
To the tune of... I guess it's called Get Your Motor Running, the song, you know.
I don't think it's called that, but
yes,
I know what
you're
talking about.
Yes, I know, I'm going to have to sing the song, which I'm about to do, and y'all...
Bored to be wild.
Bored to be wild, that's what it is, yes. I would have to sing all the way to there, but he...
I was in my head, that's okay, how I got there.
Exactly, but this is what he was singing. And again, I apologize because I can't sing, but it can't just be said. It has to be said. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, a 40-day adventure, and the big dog leads the way.
Is God the big dog?
God is the big dog in this scenario.
I think we might need to change the name of the podcast.
Like the big
celebrate
dog.
The big dog or something
or
like
the
that.
Big dog leads the way. So there was video of this, but it's gone now. But it was on their church website. And anyway, I got many laughs out of it and sending it to our church. I was on RV Bible staff at the time, and so was sending them links to this, like kind of making fun of us because we were doing this too. Although we didn't do it like that, but anyway.
That's a special moment. That was a good edit alert. That was really... I don't know how we're going to get back on task after that.
That's the problem with edit alerts, is that's whenever
they just derail everything.
They derail the whole conversation to where we can't pick it up, and we're going to have to go back to
it. Well, I made notes.
Well, that's helpful.
Oh, here's what I wrote down. I wrote down why we're doing this. And yes. One thing I wrote was... I prefer when people who aren't me are vulnerable.
Me too.
So that's the goal. We get to be on the interviewing side, and therefore we get to avoid all vulnerability.
Perfect.
So I feel like that's a great goal.
Yes.
I also wrote down that I personally, my family, has been so blessed by DBC and so many of the women there that... It really feels like, and maybe after listening to this, Kristen is going to change her mind about giving us the go-ahead, but it really feels like a blessing and an honor to be able to, I feel like I've said celebrate so many times, but to be able to highlight the special people that have really changed my life, not specifically that I might know or that I do or don't know, but just the people that make up Dallas Bible have made it such an impact on my family.
Oh, yeah.
That I think it's so exciting to be able to keep us connected. And I love that the church is growing, but I also love that it still feels like a small church. And it's so easy to know people and to go in on Sunday and feel like this is really community.
Oh, yeah. And I do think this is going to add to that. And just kind of to piggyback off what you said... one of the things that I think is really unique about Dallas Bible, that is that like is displayed in this extension of ministry itself, is their willingness to really give people wings. Like Kyle and I, we're not church hoppers. We were at Irving Bible for 15 years, you know, we were there a long time and we loved that church. We still are in community to some degree with the people at that church because we live so far, we live in Richardson. But, and the only reason we left was because of the distance and we really couldn't on a day-to-day basis be a part of that church. Mm-hmm. So we have been in the past 2 or 3 years, probably 3 years or so, been trying different churches and just seeing where we would land. And one of the things that I love about Dallas Bible, and we have tried big churches that are local, and we have tried little churches that are local, and nowhere else have I felt so welcomed to use my gifts. Mm-hmm. I felt like the moment I walked in the door,
there were people waiting to see what had God mm-hmm. brought in me. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they saw what God had brought in me, they have released me to do those things. Mm-hmm. And I love that because, you know, Kyle plays in the band. There was a church that was going to make him wait a year before he could even try out mm-hmm. to play in their band, you know, mm-hmm. and it like even with recommendations from a huge church that he mm-hmm. like played at, and they, like he was gonna have to wait a year, and he's already playing and mm-hmm. and has been playing there almost, you know, almost within a couple of months of mm-hmm. us being there. I just feel like they're
excited for about what you're passionate about,
right? And so it's really kind of what this podcast is about. Like, mm-hmm. it's like Dallas Bible has this vision where they realize that they have an embarrassment of riches, mm-hmm. and they are ready to let God mm-hmm. display His glory through His people, and that's.
And that's something that we're going to be, I think we're planning on mixing it up and not asking the same questions to every single person that comes on. But one of the things that I think is really important is to ask people what they view as their gifts.
Right.
And how they are currently using those gifts, how they would like to see those gifts used, how they're serving, maybe uses their gifts, maybe not. I think that is such a good point about Dallas Bible, that they want to see people succeed in their giftedness. And I think just as the body of Christ, that's what we hope for in people, because every gift is valuable and important, and we're all a part of the body.
Right.
So I love that you felt that coming in.
Oh, yeah.
To DBC. I also think that you're really good at using your gifts.
Or going, hello, I have
gifts. Use me. Use me. Oh, you want me to do that? Yes. Oh, and yes to that also. We've just been discussing that Jessica might have a yes problem.
Yes, we do. Which the funny thing is, I have always said that I have no problem saying no to things I don't want to do. The problem is I want to do everything. Mm-hmm. So I say yes to everything because I actually want to do everything. Mm-hmm.
Until you almost crash and burn.
And I still want to do it, and then I'm just blaming other people for why you're tired. Why I'm tired and cranky and stressed. Exactly.
How dare they ask me to do this thing?
No, not that. It's not usually the people that ask me to do things. It's like my family, like, stop breathing around
Don't need food.
Yeah. You need to eat dinner again. Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know.
Well, I don't know if there was anything else we really wanted to cover.
I think
we've communicated that we're really excited.
Yes.
That this does not feel like a burden at all, even though we were just joking about saying yes. This is something we really want to see be successful.
In fact, I'm going to say no to some things so this
yes,
can be
that's
successful.
Right. We want to prioritize this. We're so far, like, really enjoying it, and we get excited about thinking about who we're going to interview. I love your idea about people making suggestions about who they think we should interview, because we don't know everybody.
No, exactly.
And we spend way too much time together, so that kind of limits on
the
distance of people that we know. So I would love some feedback from, and actually just to know, like, someone listened to it. I would like to know.
That'd be great too.
Just to know that we're not, like, just sitting here doing a conversation between the two of us.
Right. Although I'm happy to do that as well.
Well, we just did that for an hour before we actually started recording.
Laura and I literally practiced saying hello to each other. So if the beginning of the podcast is weird every single time, it's because Laura and I don't know how to start.
Right. No, because I usually come in and just start talking whenever we see each other.
Exactly. Do you think maybe Kyle should just turn on the mic mid-conversation and we'll just see what happens?
Maybe, because, like, a typical, like, when we first see each other is, like, you waving me in as I awkwardly stand at the glass door and you're on your front porch. Like, you're just like, come on in. And I'm like, okay. And that's our big hello.
Yes, exactly. And I'm talking on the phone to somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Continue to talk to
you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, go into your kitchen and grab a cookie. Yeah,
yes, that's exactly
how we do.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And We are excited to have you with us. We want you to be a part of this. We want you to give us suggestions and feedback and tell us who you want us to interview and what you'd like us to ask people. So thank you, and thank you for using your gifts at Dallas Bible and letting us be a part of that.
Amen, sister.
Thanks so much for joining us on Embarrassment of Riches. We hope you enjoyed our first podcast. We look forward to sharing many more with you.